with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, 850-437-1620. Carole King, beautiful. You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face. And I know a group of women that are not only beautiful, but generous and have a huge impact on our community, our friends at Impact 100. And this morning I have with me Martha Holden. She is the current president, to tell us all about it.
Thank you so much, Meg, for having us on. What a beautiful song to bring us in and talk about.
It's perfect for y'all. Yes. It's perfect because that's what you do. You make a difference and you give so much money into the community. And I've been a part of organizations that have been on the receiving end. And it is huge, the impact. I mean, impact isn't even a big enough word.
I love that you said that.
I'm serious.
Thank you so much.
It's amazing.
Yes.
So talk a little. I know people have heard of you. I know you. They know you give money. How does all this work? How did it get started? And maybe for someone that has heard Impact and has no idea what this is.
Well, that's a wonderful question. So Impact is a collective of women who love this community. And we exist solely to collect funds in the terms of membership dues and then give those back out to the community in large transformative grants, $100,000 plus.
Okay, and back up. Say that again.
Okay. So we are a collective of women mm-hmm. who love this community, and we exist in order to give large transformative grants back out into the community.
So each member...
Each member puts in $1,000,
okay,
and then of that $1,000, 100% goes back out into the community in grants that are $100,000 or more.
Incredible. See, that's incredible to me. When
yes.
I first heard of it years ago, when it first came around, Debbie Ritchie was responsible for bringing the idea to our community. It was only 100 women, and the idea was this was a big deal to get 100 women to contribute $1,000, and those first grants were for $100,000 grants, which at the time were just, oh my gosh, huge.
Right.
But now, this past year, just for fun, you had how many members and how much money did you give away?
We had a record-setting year. We had 1,208 ladies.
$1,000 apiece.
$1,000 apiece. That's $1.2 million that we gave out in October of this past year. And total, over our 22 years of being in existence, we have given out over $17 million.
Wow.
$17 million in Escambia. I know, right? In Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. So it's all here in our two county area. We believe in that you give where you live.
Okay. So talk a little bit about the process, starting with how you become a member, because I know you're in that process right now.
We are.
And then maybe we'll get a chance to talk about how you pick the recipients of the grants and how that process works.
All right. Perfect. We are in membership season right now. We have events that we call meet and mingles. These mm-hmm. are opportunities for ladies age 18 and older to come out. And I'll just say right now, here's your invitation, not only to come to a meet and mingle, but to join Impact 100 if you're a lady age 18 and older. But we have one more of these meet and mingles. These are opportunities, again, for you to come out and meet the other ladies and find out what we're about and find out how we fund nonprofits. We always have a nonprofit guest speaker to come to these mm-hmm. and talk about the impact of whatever project we funded for them.
Okay.
So we get to hear from those boots on the ground that we partnered with what kind of change we're making in the community. We've got one of these meet and mingles coming up. The last one of the season is this Wednesday at Pensacola Country Club. It's at 5:30 to 7. And we'll have another guest speaker come and talk about what we have done. In this case, we have the Pensacola Opera coming.
Oh, super.
And we actually have some performers that are going to share with us as well. So that's the first step in the process, is to actually become a member. We do have a membership deadline of March the 1st. And so we draw a line in the sand so we'll know how many members we have, because then on March the 25th, I believe, we will have what we call the big reveal, and we will announce how many members we have, which obviously translates into how many grants and what the dollar amount of those grants will be. At that point, we will open up our letter of intent process, and this is part of the grant process. So again, we want to fund our area nonprofits, and so we invite them to put in a letter of intent, which is the first step in this grant application process, and those will be due April 30th. And then Grant's team gets busy and looks to see that the organizations are legally eligible to receive funds in the state of Florida. And then they will open up what we call the grant application. And those will be due in June. So then the fun time comes for our members. Mm. Our members actually volunteer their time to vet the projects. We're a very member-centric organization. It's not the board members that are picking the organizations that will promote to as a finalist for Million Dollar Sunday. It is the members themselves.
And it's all volunteer.
It's all volunteer. And so some ladies choose to participate in that. Others can't because of their schedule. And we need and appreciate both sets of members because that's how we fund these grants. So
it's remarkable to me that not $1 that you raise goes to anything else but the recipients of the grants.
100% of member dues go right back out into the community.
That's extraordinary.
It is. And we're only able to do that because we do have some members that'll go above and beyond in their donation, above their member dues. Mm-hmm. And then we have businesses and organizations in the community that also want to partner with us to support us and help keep those overhead costs low. So we very much appreciate our sponsors and corporate support as well.
No, that's fantastic.
Yeah. And so the ladies then will meet in focus area committees, is what we call those meetings in the summer. And they will dive deep into these grants, and they will vet them. They will find out maybe if they have some questions, something wasn't as clear as it could have been. And we actually do what we call site visits. We send a smaller group out to talk to the organization in person, to see the project, to see the enthusiasm that they have for it, and what the potential impact to the community will be. And then that subgroup comes back and reports to the larger focus area committee. And that's the process that we use to then vote within that committee and pick the finalists for what we call Million Dollar Sunday, our annual meeting.
Yes, I've heard about that.
Yes.
We are talking this morning on Pep Talk with Martha Holden. She's president of Impact 100. And if you want to hear more about Impact 100, we're going to come back right after the break and talk a little bit about some of the organizations that have been funded and ways that you can get involved, because it's not too late. And also, if you might be interested in being a sponsor or participating in supporting the organization, we have lots to talk about. So don't go away. We'll be back right after the break on News Radio 92.3, Informative Local Dependable. This is Pep Talk with Meg on Pensacola's News Radio 92.3, Informative Local Dependable. And super happy to have in the studio with me Martha Holden, current president of Impact 100. We've been talking all about the organization and how the process works. So tell us a little bit more.
Absolutely. I mentioned the focus area committees that the ladies volunteer to serve on in the summer. So we actually believe that we want to have a strong, thriving community. And to do so, we want to spread out the types of funding we provide. So we have five of what we call these focus areas that we fund across the board. So those are, and by the way, the nonprofit organizations themselves choose which of these focus areas they would fall into. And they're not choosing by who they are. They're choosing by what the nature of their project is.
Ah, that's very important.
It is. It is. And so we have focus areas that include arts, culture, and history, education, environment and recreation, family, and health and wellness. So again,
very
we comprehensive.
Try
exactly, exactly. And so the nonprofits themselves, as I said, pick which one they want to be in. So you could have a museum of art that you would think, oh, well, they'll go in arts, culture, history, but their project might be restoring their floors that are historic to the building.
Mm,
and so then maybe that's actually an arts, well, that one now we changed it. It used to be that would be arts, environment, recreation, and preservation.
Gotcha.
But at any rate,
it falls in a different category than you might
just
think.
Right.
Based
exactly.
on the project. That makes perfect sense. So talk a little bit then about last year, because you had a phenomenal, the most ever, but I'd be curious to hear who won. I mean, who are the people, who are some of the organizations that did receive funding in their projects?
Because we had such a record-setting year with membership, that, of course, translated into a record-setting number of grants. We had 12 grants for the first time ever that were all $100,670 each.
Amazing.
And again, spread across those five areas, we had the Navarre Band Parent Association and the West Florida Historic Preservation, UWF Historic Trust. That was our arts, culture, and history recipients. In education, we had Capstone and Pyramid.
What did you do for those, just out of curiosity? Do you have the list of the project?
I for both of them in education, it was vehicles for their specific client population.
So Pyramid especially, yes that makes perfect sense. Yeah.
And
what a need, too.
Right. And by the way, all of our projects that we funded over the entire 22 years are listed on our website. Not only the project, but also the expected impact on the community is all detailed there.
Oh, that's really interesting. And then where's the website?
Impact100Pensacola.org.
So you need to make sure it's the Pensacola. So it's Impact100Pensacola.org, because there are other Impact100s around the country.
There are. And actually, there's all kinds around the world. There's over 70 around the world, Germany, Australia.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just the United States. Oh, that's so cool.
And I'll tell you that little bitty Pensacola has the largest one in the world. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, I just got goosebumps.
Yes.
That's
we have
fantastic.
Philanthropic women in this community that really love making this community better.
I've always said Pensacola is special.
Indeed it is. In environment and recreation, we had the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences and Friends of Pensacola State Parks. Both of those were dealing with a Natural Wonders Park at Dixon and an inclusive playground in Big Lagoon Park. For family, we had My Father's Arrows and the Northwest Florida Guardian Ad Litem Foundation and the Society of St. Vincent de Paul Council of Pensacola, Tallahassee. And then finally, in health and wellness, we had Escambia County Healthy Start Coalition, the Ministry Village at Olive, and Vision of Hope.
Wow, what a broad range of services. And $100,000 is a lot of money.
It is.
It can go a long way.
It is.
So you do follow up, of course.
Oh, not only do we follow up, we may make pictures with the big checks, but we do not just hand a big check.
Mm-hmm.
We actually partner with the nonprofit for a two-year period. We assign them a board liaison that helps them walk through our draw request process and ensures that the project that we fund is indeed what the ladies voted on Million Dollar Sunday. So we do want to ensure success of the project and the nonprofit and then Impact 100's reputation as well. So we've given out 165 grants over the years, and all of those have been successfully completed in
that
two-year period.
That's extraordinary. That really is phenomenal. So if someone is involved in a nonprofit and they may be a little intimidated, maybe they don't think they're as big as the other guys, and that's what's beautiful about this, because you do finance projects for some of the smaller organizations.
We do.
How do they get in touch with you? You mentioned about the letter of intent, so how does that work? Because is now the time to be sending those in?
Well, we will open up that letter of intent process after that big reveal at the end of March. And so we actually have a nonprofit workshop coming up on April the 10th at Brownsville. And that's a pretty much a day-long thing where nonprofits can come, link together to find out about other populations, but also to get detailed information about our grant application process. We go through in detail anything that might be new this year. We also have, we're very excited to have a guest speaker this year, Captain Chandra Newman, our brand new captain out at NAS Pensacola, first woman to hold that position. She will be our guest speaker at that nonprofit workshop. And then we'll have a panel of experts, people that have been recipients in the past, that will share their best practices, tips and tricks that they've learned, as well as some grants personnel to be able to answer any questions. So I welcome any nonprofit to go on our website again, impact100pensacola.org, and sign up for that nonprofit workshop in April. It's free. You'll get breakfast and lunch included.
Very nice.
And
so April 10th, again,
April
give
10th,
the date, the time, and the place.
April 10th, I think it's 8 o'clock in the morning. Okay. Website can check on that. And Brownsville Community Center.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. And that information can be found at impact100pensacola.org. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to cover a couple more things, but kudos to all the women who are involved in the Impact 100. It's just an amazing organization. They do so much for our community. So we've got a few more things to talk about with our friend Martha Holden, who's the current president, and we'll be back after the break. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Martha Holden, president of Impact 100. And of course, if you have a question, you can always text it in at 850-437-1620. So Martha, talk a little bit about the process then, your Million Dollar Sunday, they call it.
Yes, our annual meeting we've had to rename to Million Dollar Sunday. And so our ladies gather together, and the actual supervisor of elections for both Escambia and Santa Rosa County come and bring the actual voting machines that we
really?
Use for other campaigns and voting. And we each get a ballot, and we each enter our ballot, one woman, one vote. And we are big on integrity. No pet projects here. It is what the ladies vote. So the nonprofits that are finalists will come and give a short presentation, and then we have that tough choice to try and vote for who is going to be our grant recipients for this year.
So that's fantastic.
Yes.
I had no idea. That's the thing, is that the money is accounted for, and there's integrity, and there's follow through from beginning to end.
Absolutely.
Super important.
So we'd love to have more ladies come and join us. We have, again, that last meet and mingle is going to be this Wednesday. If you want to find out more information, obviously you can go to the website, impact100pensacola.org, but you can come out to that meet and mingle at Pensacola Country Club at 5:30 on Wednesday the 19th, and we'll be glad to answer any questions, and you'll be able to hear from a nonprofit that we funded and the difference that we've made in the community. If you're a nonprofit, we'd love to have you again sign up for that nonprofit workshop on April 10th at Brownsville. And again, you can do that on the website as well.
Fantastic. This is such a great group, so much for you all to be proud of. Is there anything we haven't mentioned you'd like to add? We've just got a minute or so left here.
Let's see, what would that be? I think the reason that everyone is so involved in Impact is the connection. Mm. You know, I myself find that I find out about problems outside my bubble that mm-hmm. I didn't know ever existed. But then I also get to find out about the problem solvers, those nonprofits that are working so hard to try and resolve those issues. And so it's made me feel much more connected to my community and empowered, too, that I could get together with a collective. I might not be able to give $1 million away by myself, but mm-hmm. collectively we sure can and enjoy it.
It's a beautiful thing. It's very empowering. I enjoyed the site visits when I was involved because I got a chance to see something that I normally wouldn't see.
Right. So, and most other, or not most, but other organizations don't do that. We're one of the few that actually gives a site visit to every applicant for that.
Well, congratulations on your success. I know this is going to be a stellar year as well. So again, one more time, your website and also the meet and mingle coming up.
Absolutely. Impact100pensacola.org. And that meet and mingle is Wednesday the 19th, 5:30 to 7, Pensacola Country Club.
All right. Thank you so much, Martha.
Thank you.